This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 31st day of May. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. That's us, 8 till noon for the foreseeable future on Saturdays. And that will change sometime as we move through the summer. I just don't know exactly when yet. Anyway, you hear that song, you know it's time for our family member, Karen Pestana.
Yeah.
Tennis Panorama. And Karen, I'll bring you in on a conversation that Sam and I were having.
Welcome.
Yes.
Oh, welcome. Yes, thank you.
Your thoughts on kids getting paid. We were talking about it in the NILs and football. You know all about that. But, you know, this is a sport. Your sport is one where you really see young kids show up at an age that, well, you're used to it now. But Sam just read a story. You're talking about 8-year-olds. Who was
Whoa.
It? Who was they're being put into a position where they're going to have an opportunity to play, you know, like peewee football and get paid for it. Listen, when you get on the tennis tour, we all know you get paid, but do you remember one of the greats or one of the very, very good players you remember seeing at a very, very young age and you just like shook your head? Because the one for me is, I can't remember if it's Jennifer Capriati, and she was still like 17.
Yeah.
Or who
was
it?
Yeah, because she first played like the U.S. Open at like 13 and 14.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But is that the earliest you've seen somebody who was that special player earlier than that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, not earlier than that. I mean, Jennifer Capriati was a phenom and turned pro at 13. And of course, well, Venus Williams technically turned pro at like 14, but she wasn't playing these tournaments like Jennifer Capriati was. And I think it was a good thing on Venus's part because she didn't get burnt out like Capriati eventually did at one point and then left the sport and came back.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But that happened to Tracy Austin, too. She was another one who was very young.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was like 14 years old. But in her case, an injury really stopped her career. Yeah. It's, I don't think she necessarily overplayed or anything. But, yeah, an injury stopped her career, which is sad. And she became the youngest person in age to get into the Tennis Hall of Fame because she retired so early.
It's a Gail Sayles move right there.
You were talking about?
Yeah.
But we get that. That's why we love having our family member
telling
come
you, that's
on.
That's right.
With Karen Fusain of Tennis Panorama News. And we started at 8 o'clock this morning. You said, I get to sleep in a little bit. No, because the tennis has been on for several hours. Jessica Pegula, an American, has made it safely through, right?
Yep. The third seed, yep. And we're waiting for the Zverev-Kaboli match. After that match on the main court, which is Philippe Chatrier, it'll be Coco Gauff. She'll be playing a Czech named Maria Buskova. And this will be an interesting match because head-to-head, Buskova is leading Gauff 2-0, but they haven't played in a few years. And Gauff is number 2 in the world, and I think Buskova is in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken. So, we'll see what happens there. I mean, I don't really have – well, Gauff has to really – work on getting those first serves in and the errors, limit the errors that she makes. I think those are the two big problems for her right now. But here she is, though, in the third round, despite complications and errors and whatnot.
Yeah, I think we'll make sure she remembers her rackets this time. But when she came out to play the match this week and looked around.
What?
Yeah.
She pulled the Thurman Thomas? Thurman Thomas? Couldn't find a helmet?
What was up with that, Karen?
Yeah.
This was so bizarre. How do you not come on the court? And those rackets, you know, even though some of them are lighter than others, you're carrying at least 6 of them. And I'm like, how do you forget the rackets? Well, at least somebody could bring them back on court for her or run back and get them.
You're fired on your day off. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, here with Karen Pistana, Tennis Panorama. All right, listen, we got to fall on the sword, you and I, Karen.
Uh-oh.
I think we put the kibosh and the jinx on Naomi. As soon as we talked about her last week, and we're looking forward to her time in this Open, boom, she gets knocked out.
Well, what did I say, though? She was playing at 10th seed. I mean, you know, I'm not that surprised. I mean, everyone's like, oh, she lost in the first round. But she was playing a 10th seed, playing a surface that is not her best. Mm-hmm. I'm not shocked. I'm not really shocked.
Wow.
And listen, I'm going to move it to the men here because he got one of those matches that you don't want. You just don't want to see these guys playing together because you don't want either one of them to lose, at least for me. Because I want to see Alcaraz continue to ascend, right? And I want him to beat you-know-who. I don't even mention his name anymore. It's like Valtamont.
Well, Djokovic is on the center side of the draw. Right. So in order for Djokovic to play Alcaraz, it would have to be the final.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I want him to knock. Yeah, because that'll be even better. Because he thinks he's that close to getting his next major, and then it gets snatched away. It's the one, he's playing Shelton today.
Yeah,
and you don't want to see that guy
Alcaraz,
lose either.
Shelton, yeah,
you want to see him. You want to see him. You know, get some wins on a major tournament. And so I'm sorry to see these guys going at it this early.
But you know what though, Karen,
yeah.
you want to see that because Shelton has responded well so far, and you want to see him take that next step. So you're curious to see what happens in this match. At least I am.
That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It depends. Who holds their concentration better? And, you know, sometimes Shelton, I hate to use this word, gets brain cramps and will try crazy shots when he doesn't need to.
Okay.
And Alcaraz has already been proven to come back in 5 setters. That's
yeah,
the thing.
This
we know he can come back. So yep, that yep.
That's the thing. That's the thing, folks. Spending time this morning talking with Karen Pisana, Tennis Panorama News. And she is social. You can always find us at Tennis News TPM, Tennis News TPN. I could talk a little controversy this week. They're talking about the lack of women's matches after dark over there. And give me your thoughts on that and how that all unfolded.
Well, yeah, this is ever since they started with the night matches a few years ago. Out of all the night matches that have taken place at Roland Garros, only two have been women's matches. I think two or three. And, you know, the tournament director of the French Open is Amélie Mauresmo, former number one women's player. Well, the thing is, some players are very upset about this. And then there are other players who have said, well, a lot of women don't want to play at night, but if they have two matches at night, it usually ends up the woman plays the second match, and they don't want to play that late and all that. But, yeah, I think it's kind of ridiculous. I know that the women play best two out of three. However, they could always pair it with a doubles match so they feel that the night session people get their money's worth because people do like doubles. So if they have a doubles match before the women's match or vice versa or whatever, I think that would solve the problem. However, I guess if you're, oh, let's just put on one match and be done with it, I guess. We'll see what happens.
And you know, the other part of this story for me, at least this is, I've noticed it. I haven't watched with the hours that you two have, but when this story popped, there she was again, Coco Gauff, telling France about their business, telling Roland Garros. I'm just telling you, she may end up like, you know, she may be to Roland Garros in the French Open what McEnroe was to Wimbledon, because she's just letting them know about her thoughts and feelings about how they do their business. And this is just another another shot. I just, that's how it landed on me, and I went, good for her. As long as she continues.
Good for her. There's so many of the women on, well, people on tour, women on tour, men on tour, who won't say anything because they just want to keep what they have. But, you know, good on her and other folks for talking about what they think is wrong. They should. I mean, they're playing the sport. And Coco, she's only, what is she now, 22? 21, sorry, 21. And she's got a long way to go in this sport. So it's good to try to change things and let things be known.
Yeah, talk about someone who's been out there for a while. We're going to see Madison Keys today as well, the number 7 seed. Thoughts about her and her assignment. She's got Sophia Kennan. And her quest to make it back-to-back Grand Slam titles.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, Madison Keys, despite being the Australian Open champion, has been playing this tournament under the radar because she's, you know, clay is not her surface, but she's doing really well. Today, when she plays Kennan, both of them, well, Kennan won the Australian Open so many years ago, and is kind of making her way back up the rankings. It'll be interesting because clay, these ladies, well, I wouldn't say it's their favorite surface, but right now I think Madison has way more confidence than Kennan. So I think that I think Madison is going to win this match.
Hey, what? I didn't know anything about this guy, Arthur Fils. Is that how you say his name?
Who Fils. Yes.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. He had to withdraw this weekend. I thought this guy was going to be the next thing in France.
He's on his way up.
He's on. Okay.
But he got an injury, right?
Number 14 in the world. He has a stress. He found that he had a stress fracture, and so you know you're not taking any chances with that and rest up for Wimbledon, which is in so many weeks.
Right.
So, you know, better to do that than play with that and make it worse. So, you know, it's a shame, but he has time. He has plenty of time.
Yeah. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so he's what's next around the corner? He's going to be, he's a part of that next group of men coming up, would you say?
I would say that, yes. And the French have high hopes for him. The French have had so many players they've had high hopes for. But a Frenchman hasn't won a major since Yannick Noah did it in 1983.
Wow.
Yep, that's it. Man. And he's still a rock star in that city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's literally and figuratively a rock star.
That's true. But it's all right. His kid made some money.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You do that. Do
that. NBA money.
Karen, we appreciate you as always this morning, spending some time with us, and we're going to continue to watch what happens over in Paris at Roland Garros as they continue to play today, and especially, you know, here in Atlanta, watch to see what our folks and the commentary. Let me get a little something on that this week. Your thoughts, mm-hmm. about, thoughts about what you've seen them work as far as our good folks at Turner here in town.
Well, I am enjoying the well. Let me just be honest here. I'm going to be honest. John McEnroe was not my favorite in terms of commentating because sometimes I feel he doesn't keep up with the sport as much as he should. But having Patrick with him, Patrick can correct him and update him on what's real, who's this and that and whatnot. But one thing I do like about them being together is that they have the control to change matches that they're commentating on. Okay. So they'll hop from one court to the other court to commentate, which I like because Patrick is going to be the one to know, oh, let's go to this match because it's more competitive or some up and comer or whatnot. I think Patrick is more geared to the tennis fan, the true tennis fan, where McEnroe is, even though he's a Hall of Famer and should be more than a generalist of the sport, he seems to act like a generalist because a lot of times he doesn't know the ins and outs of things, which is sad to say.
Ooh.
There you go. Wow. Commentary from a woman who follows the sport.
Hey, man.
He is beyond reproach. That's right. And I agree with 100% because he's laying on celebrity, John, and Patrick is.
You could not be serious.
Yeah, he's on that.
He's still making money off that.
And Patrick is like, you know, Eli Manning, and he's got, you know, showed that he's better than Big Brother. And he does when it comes to exactly what she's saying. So, yeah, you know where to go for the knowledge of the sport. Anyway, Karen. Listen, obviously we will be talking to you in a few weeks, as you just said, because Wimbledon's right around the corner.
Yep, right around the corner.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Karen Pistain of Tennis Panorama joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.